Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies. I'm Clark Johnson. Bruce Dick is always right here. Coach, big night out at Crazy Carl's last night. Had some fun.
A lot of fun. The whole show took it on the road to Crazy Carl's, and all the draft analysis. Brady did outstanding, and, you know, Tanner was there, and those guys knew a lot about the draft. Kevin Lytle was on board. Cody from Wyoming. Fun to listen to, and I'll tell you what, Crazy Carl's is real.
Yeah, I
people
love
that haven't been to Crazy Carl's, their pizza, their wings, their salads, man.
I just like the atmosphere, too. If you're going to go sit and watch a game. So my first question when I sat in there was, do they have the NFL ticket on Sundays? Because if they do, that place is going to be huge on Sundays. But a great little sports bar, no doubt about it. It's not the biggest place in the world, but my goodness, there's TVs all over the place. So
yeah, there is.
Yep.
And nice outdoor seating for
Absolutely.
People in the summer as well. So.
Yeah, they did it right. Crazy Carl's last night. No Trey McBride for the draft last night. You were talking about Mel Kiper saying one of the big names here coming into day two, at least, right?
Yes. Yes. He mentioned Trey McBride pretty much right after the first round was over. So look for Trey to be taken, I'm guessing, early in this second round.
Sure. We thank Advanced Roofing Technologies, 30 years out here in northern Colorado. Thank them for what they do. They killed it over at Bruce's house. They're going to do the same thing for you. They'll get in time, on budget, knock it out of the park for you. You want a great roofer that's built on integrity, great customer service, great experience, all of that stuff. We can sit here and absolutely endorse them. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Give Brad Evans and his great staff a call today, 970-663-0203. All right, baseball scoreboard first segment. We'll get to that. Some interesting games yesterday, including, wow, never say never. You have to, when you get ahead of the Eaton Reds, you got to extinguish them. 6-0 yesterday, University leading the Reds. And what do you know, for the third time this year, the Reds at home come back late to beat some of the best teams in the state. Yesterday, they came back 5-run, bottom of the 7th inning. Walker Martin walks it off with a base hit. He also homered in the game, so we're going to get Walker on the program. But Bruce, the Reds know how to win baseball games, don't they?
This goes back to last year, Clark, in the regionals. Brush had Eaton on the ropes to keep them completely out of the tournament.
Yeah.
They had them beat.
Yeah.
But Eaton, that never-say-die attitude and one hitter at a time, grind it out, give people an opportunity, and they gave Walker Martin an opportunity to knock that winning run in.
Yeah, he sure did, and he won the lottery too. He got the first Reds home run
yes.
of the year. So we're all, and it's funny because I mean the Reds are a team. Normally, it's going to hit 10 to 15 home runs in a year,
and they still may now.
You're right. I mean, they're so capable of that, but it's funny they haven't needed it. I mean, they're number one in the state. They haven't lost to a 3A team still. But, boy, big comebacks against Brush, against Sterling, against University on their home field. They've kind of separated themselves on the road more. We'll see tomorrow, though. And I'm really looking forward to this, and I know you are, too. 11 a.m., first pitch. Don't you think the Dogs are coming for Bear? University coming for Bear after losing a 6-0 lead.
Clark, they're ticked. I mean, they have the state champions on the ropes.
God, it looked over when I left.
Just could not put them away. Mm. Now, the good news for the Bulldogs is they get to turn around and play them again tomorrow.
That's exactly right. And the double good news is, even if they get swept, they're still
going to
be
sitting. They're going to see them again in the state tournament.
And it wouldn't surprise me. It felt like championship atmosphere yesterday at Eaton High School. Huge crowd. Everybody's up for the game. Going to be the same way tomorrow out at Tom Roach. Supposed to be great weather. Wouldn't surprise me to see those two standing against each other on the final Saturday coming up in early June.
And we talked about how good the Bulldogs hit the ball. And they did.
They did.
But Eaton just knows how to win.
Yeah, and it's take nothing away from University. I thought Riggs Towell did a nice job. The junior on the hill, too, kept the ball low. They finally got to him. But Mitch didn't have his A. Mitch Haythorne went, too. I thought we'd see Tate yesterday.
Right. That's kind of what we anticipated.
But, yeah, Mitch went yesterday, and Ryder Truce started behind the plate. Ryder had kind of a tough day behind the plate. There were a lot of low balls, a lot of balls that got to the backstop yesterday. I think that's something the Reds need to clean up a little bit. But a little later on, Gunnar Duncan came in behind the plate. Ryder went to right field. And Ryder's usually the guy that catches Mitch. So I think Mitch pitched one inning with Ryder in right field. I'm pretty sure tomorrow we're going to get Tate Smith.
I would guess we'll see Tate.
Yeah, and Ryder will be back in right field tomorrow. But
who knows? Maybe Coach Hernandez just wants to keep him in his back pocket, too, knowing that they will face each other in all probability in the state playoffs, state tournament.
Sure.
They'll be separated regionally. So maybe he's just going to, hold him out and maybe we'll see Garrett Garrison on the mound tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe a group of pitchers for University. Maybe Logan Getting. We're going to talk to Logan here at 11:40. This is a good kid. I mean, you get beat like that, 6-0 lead, and the next day is sometimes not fun. I mean, I know you want to get back out on the field and go, but not fun. So I had thought about getting Logan on, a couple days ago, and he's having a great year. Wanted to talk to his club team, 970 Sun Devils, too. He's been great there. Just a junior, so he's got another year coming. But I sent him a text this morning, just said, you still feel like coming on after what went down yesterday? And he's all like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, that's character, so, Clark.
Yep, absolutely right.
It's easy to come on the radio, get interviewed by the newspapers, whatever, after a big win,
sure,
after when everything's going right. When you have a heartbreaking loss,
sure,
like the Bulldogs did yesterday, you know what? The sun's still coming up today, and Logan is saying, you know what? Absolutely, I'll go on the show.
Yep.
That's just character.
No doubt about it. I'm interested to see what the team talk was after the game, too.
We may not hear it all.
Yeah, we might. Some of it might be bleeped. Casey Miller, as we're talking about that yesterday. I was talking to Scott Mosier, the mayor of Eaton. His kid, Logan, of course, played, and I thought was the player of the year last year with the Eaton Reds. But we were talking about who the best coach is out here in high school baseball. And yeah, I landed on Casey Miller. I mean, he's won two titles in, 5 years or something like that? And you take out the COVID year, too, in there. But Casey, Todd Hernandez, Mendenhall at Sterling. He's new, so I'm gonna wait on him.
But I thought his teams, I look at the body language when teams come out. Look at their hustle to the dugout. They're just a lot of different things, and I thought Sterling handled themselves terrifically when they came to Eaton.
All right, let's get to the scoreboard yesterday real quick. Mile High Highland. Well, they put up a quarter of 100. The Huskies 25-11 over Front Range Christian, the number 4 team in the 2A class. 12-1 now, 6-0 in the league, 6 straight wins. Caleb Polk, 4-for-4, 2 doubles, 4 RBIs. Sammy Nisdell and Hunter Leshinsky, senior and sophomore respectively, both homered and drove in 2 runs. I think Sawyer Morgan had 2 more hits and 3 more RBIs. So you get 25 on the board.
25 on the board, Clark.
Everybody,
somebody's going to have some RBIs. Guys,
yo, there's a few.
That's just crazy.
Patriot League, as we said, Eaton the 9-8 win over University. So Walker Martin, 3-for-4, first home run of the year for the Reds, had 2 RBIs, right, and did have the walk-off base hit, too. Ryder True, 3-for-3, 2 RBIs. He just continues to hit the baseball. Ryder True looking to hit number 3 in batting average in the Patriot League. The first two, Greg Garza, River Jackson, number 1, number 2. 574 for Garza, 556 for River Jackson, 550 for Ryder True. We'll see them all on the field tomorrow.
We're going to see them all tomorrow, and pitchers beware, but both these staffs have some arms as well.
Boy, no doubt.
You know, we talked early in the season about how University, probably the best hitting team, weren't sure about their arms. Weren't sure. Just how they would handle big games pitching, but they seem to be coming around too. We're going to see a great game tomorrow. People, I hope,
can't wait.
A chance to get out and watch the game live. But if not, tune in tomorrow.
Absolutely. Dirk Duncan also for the Reds, 2-for-4, had another two RBI hit yesterday. So Dirk he's the best. If I'm Dirk, I'm just going up there thinking there's two outs every time. River Jackson, 2-for-4 in RBI. Logan Getting, we'll talk to Logan about 11:40 here, 1-for-3, a double and an RBI yesterday. He's a big kid with a beautifully powerful swing. I mean, he's a good-looking ball player. Sterling whips Platte Valley 18-3, so they're 7-4 in conference play. They're third, and then you get Eaton and University. Eaton undefeated in conference play. University has one loss, and then the third-place team is Sterling with 4. Eaton and University have separated themselves at least to win the conference this year.
Yeah, they have. So tomorrow, in all likelihood, determines the league championship.
Sure, absolutely. Valley and Brush yesterday, 10-0. Brush gets the win. They just keep hitting home runs. They hit 5 home runs yesterday. Did I get that right? Let's see. Shelton, his 7th of the year. No, it wasn't them that hit the 5 home runs. Who was it? It was Severance that hit 5 yesterday. We'll get to that. But Brush, Shelton and Hinojos. Shelton now 7 home runs for Braxton Shelton to lead the Patriot League and the state. Cesar Hinojos has 5. Ty Griffith has 4. The team has 19 home runs. Remember just like a week ago or so, or 9 days ago? 12-12 with the University when they were playing in home runs. It's now 19-12.
And what high school team, Clark, hits 19 home runs?
No kidding.
I mean, you go back through the years, and it is hard for a high school athlete to hit a home run. That's just not a every game occurrence. Example, Eaton Reds, as great a hitters as they have, they hit their first home run yesterday.
Absolutely.
19 is, I mean, it's just above and beyond.
Brush hitting the dingers, no doubt. Let's see. Maltos Garcia was the pitcher. He did throw a 5-inning no-hitter. Just throw that out there. And had 13 Ks. So I'm telling you, if Brush picks it up on the mound in the playoffs, going to be very interesting to see how far they get.
I just hope, Clark, that all these teams get separated in regionals.
We see them all
in the state tournament.
I don't want to see them match up against each other in the regionals. You're exactly right. Res Christian 14-1 over Liberty Common. Carter Evans, again, the junior, 3-for-3. 3 more RBIs for Carter Evans. Vaughn Green, the lefty freshman, he got the win. 5 innings, 3 hits, an earned run, and 4 Ks. Strasburg beat Estes Park 13-0. Roosevelt and Northridge in the Longs Peak. Well, they ended up splitting, didn't they?
They sure did.
Roosevelt came back and got them. The stats on Max Preps were wrong. I think it had Nate Wren pitching. We saw Nate the other day, and they just didn't match up. So I'm going easy on the stats, but the final, pretty sure that was a Roosevelt win. So 6-3 for Roosevelt. They split the home and home. Caleb Erickson singled, had a couple RBIs, so good for him. Severance, this is the one I was talking about. Severance beat Thompson Valley 18-7, and they hit 5 home runs. So this is another team out here in Northern Colorado that can hit it over the fence. Carson Fagan's 3rd, Nolan Hertzke's 4th, Tyler Hansen's 2nd, Mason Bright, who went 4-for-4, hit 2 home runs yesterday and 3 runs driven in. He had a 2nd and 3rd home runs, but all multiple home run guys there. There's 4 of them right there. They had 5 home runs yesterday.
Boy, that again, in high school, to hit 5 home runs, regardless of the conditions, regardless of the competition, you have to put the bat on the ball.
NCAA Conference, Windsor, the number 5 team. They play today against Holy Family. That's a 3 o'clock game down at Holy Family High School. FRL yesterday, 10 innings it took out at City Park for Scott Bullock's Rocky Mountain Lobos to eke out a win against Fort Collins, 7-6. That's a tough one for Wags.
A tough loss for the Lampkins because, number one, it's a great rivalry. 2, you're playing a top 10 team. And 3, you're fighting for your playoff berth. And looking at today's RPI, the Lampkins are holding right at 32.
Right on that number.
Right on the number.
playoff time, no doubt. Loveland gets bounced by Boulder 13-3. It was a 4-3 game in the fifth inning, and Boulder scored 9 times in the fifth to put that one out of reach. So that's a look at yesterday's big matchups in the area. We're going to come back in a moment talking about the Reds' hero yesterday, Walker Martin, on his way to Arkansas to play shortstop for the Razorbacks. We'll get with him in a moment. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios. Want to thank one of our great sponsors here. It's PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. Talk to Waz out there, big trainer. PWI is your own customized, individual, personalized fitness and performance center located in the heart of Greeley. For all they do, go to PWITraining.com. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All righty, welcome back to the program, Clark and the Coach, on a Friday here. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., first pitch, baby. It is University and Eaton out at Tom Roach Field, second of the home and home. The Reds did it again. Looked beaten in the game, came back, got the win yesterday in walk-off fashion. All right, they call him Walk, folks. Walker Martin going to jump up on the Gould Parts hotline with us right now. They call him Walk. Walk, we're going to call you Walk-Off Martin now with that hit yesterday, man. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Tell me about this team. This is the third time at home this year where you guys have had to come from the clouds to beat a team, come from behind, and against the best teams in the state, man. I mean, against Brush, against Sterling, and now against UH yesterday. You're down 6-0. Ever a time in that game where you thought, oh, man, we might be cooked here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's been thoughts like that through people's minds. But, I mean, I trust our guys. I mean, our guys stick hits together, start piecing balls together, and it just works out. So, I mean, I have a lot of faith and trust in our guys, 1 through 9, honestly. So we believe in each other. That's a big thing with our team this year. No matter what, if we're down, up, we still believe in each other to get the job done. And so, yeah, and we just it always comes down to it. But, I mean, I just feel like just our relationship as a bond, it gets stronger and stronger each game.
Hey, Walker, when you get down like that and you know you need base runners, is there any change in approach at the plate as far as, you know, going up and looking for certain pitches or just trying to battle?
Really, for me, I'm just looking to attack. I mean, if my pitch is there, first pitch, I'm going to swing. I mean, I'm looking dead red fastball all the time, first pitch. I mean, just sitting back and trying to drive something, just get the rally going. Just like the top of the seventh, just trying to get something going for the guys, and ended up working out. So just that includes for everybody. So just trying to start the rally and just not trying to be too big or anything, just get it going. So
Walker, you're talking about being a fastball hitter, breaking pitches. You try to lay off those and look for the fastball, or will you, if somebody throws a hanger out there, you want to go after that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a hanging curveball changeup that just hanging over the middle, I mean, I'm probably gonna swing at it. I mean, it's just too good of a pitch not to hit. So, just like whatever it is, I'm just trying to find it in that exact spot and just try to drive it. Whatever pitch it is, it doesn't matter if it's a fastball, changeup, slider, same, whatever it is. Just trying to stay up the middle and just trying to punish it. That's my approach for every at bat.
Hey, Walker, talk about your 6-9 hitters. They have just come around all year and are tough outs. Just what approach as a team does Coach have? And give us some reasons. Why are these guys so good batting 6, 7, 8, and 9?
I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit. They work hard at practice. I know they work on their craft at practice. And just really, they just battle. I mean, that's what we preach at practice, to just battle at the dish. I mean, put pitches on the arm and just don't give up. I mean, so just trying to put the ball in play and just good things will happen. So that's what really sticks out with my our 6-9 hitters. I mean, just really they compete to the best of their ability. So I'm just really proud of those guys. And just, it's kind of like a leadoff for like starting at the bottom inning and just got to give them a lot of credit. So they just get everything going and proud of those guys.
Yeah, no doubt. They turned that lineup over for you guys, and we know how good that top of that order is. It's crazy good. We're talking with Walker Martin, junior out at Eaton High School. Got the walk-off win yesterday, headed to Arkansas after another year of high school here. We'll be really excited to follow you out in SEC. Are you following the Razorbacks? Do you see that they're ranked number 10 right now?
Yeah. I've been following them all year. Had some struggles a little bit this week with Texas A&M, but, I mean, they battled hard in the last game of the series and came short, but that's where I know Coach Van Horn's going to teach them, get them going this week, and just so they compete, so that's what I'm excited for. That's why I chose them, just really compete and really coached hard. So that's the main thing about those guys. But Coach Van Horn's going to put the best nine out there and just make changes if he needs to. So ranked number 10 doesn't really bother me, so I mean it doesn't really bother coaching them, texting him back and forth here and now. So,
all right, you won the lottery, the first Reds home run of the year. Number one team in the state. I mean, you guys can whack the baseball all around the field. Had not hit a home run all year, and shows that you don't have to. But some people had Tate in the lottery, some had Ryder in the lottery, some had other players, and of course you are in the mix there too. And you drive your first one out yesterday, first one for the team. Talk about the pitch. What'd you hit yesterday out of the park?
Yeah, so I was down 1-2. He got two fastballs past me, and then he threw one right over a fastball right over the dish and low, kind of low. Kind of just got the barrel to it and just tried to hit it as hard as he could to that center. So, Despari's a good pitcher. I know he's got a good curveball and yep. He's gonna try to lift it. Try to pump it past you as well. So I was just winding up my stance a little bit, shortened up, and just trying to just put in play, and then eventually it went over, so that's just a bonus. So, he's a good pitcher and just got the best of them there. So,
all right, grade your junior year for me. How are you doing when you look at Walker Martin in the mirror? Offensively, give yourself an A, B, C, D, F grade. I wouldn't even have to go past B, I don't think, anywhere, offense or defense. But how do you like the way you've played offensively and defensively this year?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I've been hitting the ball pretty good lately. The past 2 weeks, I feel like I've been a lot more aggressive at the plate with first pitches and just really attacking the ball, honestly, hitting wise. So I feel like I've been pretty confident up there. Fielding wise, I feel a lot smoother this year.
Yep.
Been some ups and downs there, but honestly, I feel pretty good. Honestly, I feel like my prep set, just everything's been going pretty good. So, but there's always improvement. So that's just the main thing. Can't look back at the past. You just got to look forward and just keep getting better and better. So you got to keep working hard and just getting active at practice. So,
Walk, on an average practice, how many minutes do you get to work on just your defensive, your lateral movement, short hops, just all-around shortstop play? How many minutes are devoted to that in practice?
Yeah, Coach has us do a lot of drills, short hops, beat the second. So we spend quite a bit of time on defensive work, backhands, just really working on staying low and working from low to high. So we put a lot of time in that practice. But, personally, I think we can do a little bit more, honestly. But I think just with getting a lot of live ground balls off BP and stuff really helps out with us and just reading the ball. So we do a lot of just live stuff also. I love doing defensive work. I like teaching, helping other kids, and just learning from coaches and just getting the best feedback I can and giving it out as well. So, defense is probably one of the best parts about practice for sure.
Hey, Walker, a little bit of celebration for you guys yesterday, I'm sure, after the walk-off. That's good stuff. But my guess is this group went right back to business, and we're going to see that Saturday. You take on UH again tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Does that get the blood pumping a little bit more when you see the Bulldogs on the other side of the field?
Yeah, definitely. There's always tension between the two of us. They're a great team. They're going to compete no matter what it is. Their pitchers are going to throw strikes, and we just got to execute. So it just means a little bit more to us. Just getting ready, just a lot of fun. Practice, you get the nerves, right? Right as game day happens, right as you wake up, you feel the nerves. So it's just a little different between, like Liberty Commons, you'd say.
Sure.
So just those guys.
We understand that. Yeah. Hey, Walk, do you have any friends on the Bulldog team? And it's okay to say no, but do you have any friends on the Bulldog team?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of those guys. I mean, okay. River's a good guy. Cannon, quite a bit. Yeah, so I talked to quite a few of those guys sometimes. But when we play, it's just, really just focus up. I mean, really don't chat a lot. But I mean, we'll chat sometimes. But yeah, those guys are cool. And just but yeah, it gets competitive when the game first pitch is thrown.
And a lot of baseball talent. We look forward to tomorrow.
Right, for sure. No doubt. Me too.
All right, Walker. Thanks so much, man. Thanks for taking a little time out of your day to jump on the air with us. Congrats on a big walk-off last night and that first dinger for the Eaton Reds yesterday, the number one team in the state. And Walker Martin, the shortstop, headed to Arkansas after his senior year coming up next year. Walker, thanks so much, man. Have a great day. We'll see you on the field tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And thank you for what you do for North Colorado sports, for sure. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Walker.
Love that guy, man.
What a great kid, man.
No doubt about it.
And an athlete.
Yeah. Wow. My goodness. Football, basketball, baseball. I'm sure he's one of those guys that anything you picked up, he'd be good at.
He's just got the it factor.
Yeah, you're right. No question about it. All right, let's do this. Let's thank one of our great sponsors, AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, taking care of my car. They take care of your car. They'll get your family, keep them safe on the road, and keep those old vehicles running down the road. Full car care, too. Folks, they'll do it all for you at AAMCO. Continuing the great reputation of our local AAMCO family, they've got you covered in Fort Collins. Give Lance a call over there, 226-4477. And in Loveland, Dave Martin, your guy, 667-3006. Don Scott's built this thing 40 years out there. And look at the team. Dave Martin with him for most of that time, the last 30 years anyway. Lance Pickett, last 30 years or so. I mean, these guys, it's a great team. They're going to do great things for you. It is the good folks at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and Logan Getting, a junior out at University High School, will talk to the sweet swinging left-hander, also a pitcher on the team as well. We'll come back and talk to Logan in a moment from the Owl Communication Studios here at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Alrighty, welcome back from the Allo Communication Studios. It is Clark and a coach here, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Friday. Don't forget tomorrow, 11 a.m., Tom Roach Field. It'll be number one Eaton, number two University rematch from that great game yesterday. Holy cow. Let's go to the Gold Parts Hotline right now. And Junior out at University High School. This cat's got a sweet swing, folks. Logan Getting jumps up on the phone with us right now. Logan, how are you today, man?
I'm doing good, Clark. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for spending some time with us today. That's tough, right? I mean, 6-0 yesterday. Was there a point? Yeah, let's be honest. Was there a point yesterday where you thought we have them?
Oh, I mean, going into like those last few innings, I thought that we could close the deal there. We put River into pitch. River's been throwing pretty good all year, but they just kept piecing together hits here and there, and they came out on top. Who knows what happened Saturday? Never know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you guys are the best hitting team in the state, and I think you've proven that all year. But it's the Patriot League, man. The best teams reside in this league. You know that. You have to be able to look at this game yesterday, the crowd, the atmosphere, and say this is a matchup that could happen the last Saturday in June, that early week in June out at Butch Butler. These could be the best two teams in the state. Do you feel like that's a possibility?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. It was electric yesterday out there at Eaton. I mean, it would be the same way at our place, I'm sure, but the environment and everything, it felt pretty much like a state championship game should. So I can totally see that in the future.
Hey, Logan, number one, thanks for coming on the show today, because I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of athletes would not have come on after a heartbreaking loss, and we've all been there. If anybody involved in athletics, if you haven't been there, you soon will be. But congratulations on coming back on the show today. But take us through the post-game chatter with your teammates, coaches, knowing that you have to be ready to play tomorrow.
Oh, well, after the game, like, I think there were people hanging their heads and there were people that weren't really, but we all knew that we competed and, like, we battled all we could. And we still have them again on Saturday, and we're still 1-2. I don't know. And, like, there's the rivalry thing, but deeper than the rivalry, like, we all get along pretty well. Like, it's not like a hatred thing. It's just school rivalry and competition, which is good for all of us.
All right, we're talking to Logan Getting Jr. out at University High School. 11 o'clock tomorrow against the Eaton Reds. Be there or be square, folks. You're hitting 436, dude. I love your swing. Is it your Twitter that I saw a thing on the sweet swing of Ken Griffey Jr.? Was that your Twitter?
I think that might have been, or one of my coaches posted a little side-by-side there.
I love the left-handed swing for some reason in baseball. It's a gorgeous thing. And, dude, you, I mean, your swing, you're a powerful dude, but strong. That swing is terrific. 436, three homers, 19 RBIs, third in the club in runs batted in. You must be seeing the ball pretty well right now.
Yeah, these last couple weeks we've been playing some better teams, and I feel like it's just been like a little increase how I can see the ball out of the hand. I can see spin pretty well. And I've just been really getting after the fastballs whenever I can and taking advantage of when they miss spots.
Hey, Logan, terrific football player as well. What's your sport of choice at the next level?
Oh, I think I don't really know, but I'm thinking leaning more towards baseball at this point and as of now lately.
Saw some pretty good recruiting things, though, that were putting you in, you know, at least for your class, one of the best receivers in the state over at UH. So that's interesting stuff right there. What about on the hill for you? Lead the club in innings pitched, 29 innings so far. 3-0, beautiful, 2.66 ERA, 40 Ks in 29 innings. Pitching always been a thing for you growing up?
Well, when I was little, I would pitch here and there. And then, like, once high school came around, I kind of stopped and didn't really do it as much. But then in this offseason, knowing we would be losing pitching and we'd need some, I kind of stepped it up, focused on it a lot. And we didn't really know how it would be, like, how it would go for this year. And then I got in there and did all right. So I guess I just kept going from there.
And who has been the pitching coach that's helped you make that conversion to more on the mound?
Oh, Coach Whitman, definitely. He influenced me a lot into getting up there more and just throwing more. And then as far as, like, my mechanics go, recovery, just, like, helping me learn little here's and there's about pitching and, like, mindset and everything, I got to give a bunch of credit to Parker. He's been helping me the whole way.
Fantastic. Parker Desparty, a teammate, of course. Talk about club baseball for you. How important is that? 970 Sun Devils, right?
Yeah, I'll be with them this summer.
All right. Very important that you be seen there. Isn't that, I mean, everybody wants to win for their high school team. That's cool stuff. And people see you there too. But for recruitment and everything, club baseball, pretty important thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty important. We're going to some pretty big tournaments this summer out in Florida, Georgia. Like, we're going all over the place. And it'll be fun still, but it's definitely going to be very competitive.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here before we let you go. If we're having a home run derby and you get to select one of your teammates to jump with you, it's going to be Logan Getting and who from university that you grab along and say, this is the guy that's going to hit the most dingers with me?
Oh, I got to go with Parker Desparty.
Atta, baby.
Me and Parker, batting practice, we always put on a show. I mean, there's some far baseballs hit at our field, but we still always have good approaches, and we make sure we see the ball well, but yeah, it's pretty fun at practice sometimes.
All right, you say that even though River's got three also along with you this year.
Oh, yeah, River definitely hits the ball hard too also, but I'd still have to go with Parker, I think. I love River, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. That's terrific, man. Hey, yeah.
You just got River pumped up for Saturday, man.
That's right, man. Hey, thank you, Logan, for jumping on the program with us today. He just, as Coach said, showing up here a day after a tough beat, man. That shows a lot of character, dude. So thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll catch you out on the field tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, of course. All right.
Good luck, Logan.
All right, Logan Getting Jr. out at University High School. Man, that dude, love to watch. What is it, Bruce?
Left-handers.
You're a baseball guy. Man, when I think of the sweetest swings in baseball, I don't think of any right-handers. I just think of that sweet left-handed swing, whether it's a Carew or a Boggs or, I mean, there's just...
Mark Grace.
Gracie, yeah. I mean, so many wonderful swings out there. Bryce Harper and, I mean, you can go on and on, but they just seem to line up on the left side. And Getting's one of those guys where you just look at his swing and go, and he's powerful. You know, he can hit it a country mile too. But yeah, that's fun. Love those
Ted
guys.
Williams.
Yeah, Tony.
We could go on and
Tony
on and
Gwynn.
On.
Tony Gwynn.
Tony
right?
Gwynn. Yeah. How hard? Speaking of Tony Gwynn, you know, this guy died way too soon.
Sure, no doubt.
How tough an out was Tony Gwynn? Because I would love to see him play today.
Oh, yeah.
With the shift.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
How would they shift him?
Right, because he could go the oppo anytime he wants, too. Where do you line up? I'm hearing people, and this just throws me. It's baseball. The field's out there. It's marked. You can play anywhere you want to. And I hear people saying, oh, no, we're going to outlaw the shift. You know, shortstop can't go past second base, you know, on the other side of second base. And I just think in MLB baseball, in Major League Baseball, if you're going to complain that much about it and you're a left-handed hitter, bond it up the third baseline and get on the stinking bag, right?
I see it both ways.
No.
I'm gonna go the other direction. There's 9 positions on the field. They all have their areas. The thing I don't like about the shift, Clark, is it's taken really good hitters away from going with the pitch up the middle.
Sure.
I don't mind guys crowding over between first and second
base. You like that. You don't like that hit up the middle.
But you're taught to hit the ball square up the middle.
Right.
And guys that are doing that right now, they're not being rewarded for it.
No. And you see the frustration on their faces, too, when they hit a line drive one hopper, you know, in front of the bag at second. And the guy's right there to play it.
Yeah. An adaptive shift for me would be you're on one side of second base, or you're on the other side of second base.
Wow, how about that?
But you're not up the middle.
Now, the next thing you know, they're going to put circles out there, and you got to stay in your circle. I mean,
can't slide into the catcher anymore.
No,
we can't take out the second baseman on a double play, so we could go on and on and on.
Yeah, you're going to beat me up in this court of law right here, so I'll have to bow to you on that one.
Don't steal third or second if your team's up 5-0, unless you want to brawl.
But if I go to the plate, right-handed hitter, and I'm a pull hitter, you know, 100 years ago, if they crowd the left side, I know how to bunt. I know how to bunt it up the first baseline. I'm going to get on base. And it's easier for the left-hander because that whole third base thing is wide open. Do that a few times, you get them back on the right side of the bag. That's all I'm saying. If you're dangerous, if you do that enough, you'll move the guys back onto the side of the field they're supposed to be on. All right, that's our little rant there. We're going to come back in a moment. Coach and I will wrap this thing up, talk a little bit about the Patriot League leaders, batting average, home runs, RBIs, both individual and team. We'll do that when we come back and start getting excited for this University Eaton baseball game tomorrow. J9 Agency's first pitch right after Preps Rewind tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So can't wait for that. We'll come back in a moment. I want to thank, of course, Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. Anything you need that has to do with water, it's the Big Red Q Quality Well and Pump. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, we're back. The Allo Communications Studio, Clark and the Coach. And the Coach, you're dancing over there. Do you you're in the kitchen with Terry at night, are you dancing around?
No.
You're not a dancer?
Never.
So growing up, would you go to dances and things like that?
Oh, sure. I'd sit on one side and then maybe at the very end.
So when the girl said, Bruce, let's go cut the rug, you were like, nah.
Yeah.
That not your favorite thing?
No.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, that was just not dancing, not Gene. If anybody knows the...
But you had to go to the dances because all the good-looking girls were at
course,
the dances.
Of course,
you had
to.
You
got to go be a wallflower. So, all right, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Easy for me to say. We talk about Marinda every day on this show, and talk about there's a million people selling insurance. You can go get insurance anywhere. It's about the agent. Are they going to work for you? Do they know you? Are they getting to know your family? Are they putting you in the perfect coverage? Will they answer the phone when you have questions? Do they explain the coverages to you?
And will they go to watch the CSU spring game?
Of course. And Marinda will do that because she's Northern Colorado strong. Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 17 years at State Farm. Call her today, 970-223-8700. And tell her, hey, congrats for your bro, too. The new head basketball coach out at Eaton High School for the girls out there, C-Love.
Yeah, Chris Love, we love him, too, man. He's Eaton's lucky to have him.
Boy, no doubt. All right, just real quick, we got a couple of minutes left. Thought I'd run down the Patriot League conference leaders for you here. Kind of did this in preparation for tomorrow's ballgame, but batting average, individual, top two playing for university. Greg Garza at 574, River Jackson at 556. And then who's third? Ryder True from the Reds, 550. So we'll see all three of those kids tomorrow. That's going to be fun. HRs, it's all about Brush. Top three home run hitters.
Can hit the long ball.
Cow. Braxton Shelton's got 7. Cesar Hinojosa has 5. Ty Griffith has 4. And then they've got a couple other guys with 3 each, I think. But River Jackson, 3. Logan Getting has 3 so far this year. So pretty good stuff for UH as well. RBIs, Andrew Mike from Sterling leads the conference with 27. Then here comes a couple of dogs again. Greg Garza from the 2 spot, Bruce. 24 ribbies from the 2 spot. That's impressive.
That's very impressive. And what that shows me is guys at the bottom of that lineup are getting on base.
That's right. Parker DeSparty, who Logan Getting was talking a bunch about. Parker's got 23 ribbies this year. He's 3rd in the conference. Tate Smith is 4th. The Red leader has 22 this year. Team totals, batting average, UH and Eaton, 1-2. 384. UH is hitting. 380 the Reds are hitting. So right where we thought they'd be. And we'll see them tomorrow, right?
Get to see them tomorrow. And what's our pitching matchup going to be, Clark?
I think we get Tate Smith, and I'm going to guess we get either Cannon or Logan. Either Cannon Padilla or Logan Padilla. Don't forget about Caleb Tejada, too. He's pitched well for Casey Miller's team as well. So not quite sure on University. We get pretty dang sure we're going to get Tate Smith.
That's what we're thinking, but it's high school baseball. Coaches can make those decisions to save some guys once in a while as well.
Yep, no doubt about it. Tomorrow, don't forget, folks, 10 a.m. Preps Rewind, live and on location out at Tom Roach Field, and then Eaton and University, number one, number two. Can't wait. Should be a terrific day of baseball here on KFKA. All right, from the Allo Communications, we want to thank Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th, for knocking this out of the park. Jaden, for just being present out here, even though he's a Rockies fan.
Mr. Bronco and Mr. Rocky.
Brother. And thank you to you guys for stepping along and listening to us today. The whole show is coming up next. Walker Martin, Logan Geddon, thank you for jumping on with us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow out at Tom Roach Field. Have a great day, folks. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.